morning, everyone. How are y'all doing? So, as you guys all know, the youth group and I went on a mission trip to San Francisco. Fun times, right? So, I'm just going to give you a little rundown on some stuff that I believe to be kind of the highlights of the mission trip. So, day one, this is a Saturday. Hey, we woke up early in the morning, as you do when you're going into the airport, and left for San Francisco. After about 2 hours of air travel, we landed and met our Praying Pelican representatives, Linda and Jesse. And we traveled down to Fisherman's Wharf and played the part of a tourist. Then afterwards, and looking at some bridges and driving for a while, we headed over to our host church, spent the night. Day number two, we attended a church service at our host church, which contained three congregations. This was not only a new experience for us, but also for the three congregations as well. Well, it was actually the first time all three of them held a service together. And it was honestly great seeing all of those people gathering together, bonding and worshiping as one single church. Day number three, this was our first actual day of work. We were in an area called the Iron Triangle. The reason it has this peculiar nickname is because it was surrounded by three different gangs, an Asian gang, an African American gang, and a Hispanic gang with little to no police activity. While there, we cooked food, organized items for that were donated, and we served food to families and afterwards held a children's service, as well the adults conducted a church service. The kids there had little to no influence of God in their lives. Most of them only came here really for the daycare, her and child care and such. And while some of them were a little bit hostile to us trying to preach to them, I might think we managed to introduce God and Jesus into their lives. Day number four, it was hot. It was a hot day. And what better way to deal with the heat than spend time in the water? Alex can tell you all about it. We traveled down out of San Francisco proper, here to help a family prep their houseboat for departure to a little remote village in Mexico, whom they'll be delivering supplies to. We cleared out the weeds and the roots, holding on to the boat, trying to keep it from sailing away. Hey, we stripped it of its paint, gave it a wash, and the best part of that was the family. That family there was so kind, so helpful. Always giving us little advice on how to do things or where things go. Oh, trying to help some landlubbers like us trying to get our sea legs. Honestly, they were the quintessential missionaries. They always put others in front of themselves. Were like some of the most hardworking people I've ever met. Day five, back in the Iron Triangle. This time we went to a community center and spent the day with a lot of kids. Kids from the surrounding area. We fed them, played with them, tried to give them some time away from her really hard lives, and just give them time to be kids. And while there, some of us might have gotten wet in the process, thanks to a massive water fight, but, you know, I think that it was a worthwhile experience for both us and the kids. Day six, free day. Hey, we traveled to Alcatraz, and while some of us found it not as entertaining as some of our other activities, I loved it. And we traveled down to Chinatown, saw some cool things, ate some good food. I had tea for the first time, new experiences. Afterwards, we went back to the church for a dinner prepared for us by the congregation that was hosting us. And after cleaning up a bit the next day, headed out to the airport and waited a good two and a half hours waiting to board our plane, and then headed back to LAX. That's it.